From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 12th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Maine Governor Janet Mills has signed into law a ban on paramilitary training camps. As Steve Missler reports, the proposal was introduced in response to a prominent neo-Nazi group that had begun building a training facility in Penobscot County last year.
The leader of the neo-Nazi group has since abandoned his training camp in Springfield, but Democrats in the legislature passed the ban to give police and prosecutors more tools to prevent militias from setting up new operations in the future. The law makes it illegal to instruct another person in firearms or explosives if the intent is to, quote, cause civil disorder. The bill was enacted by the House by a single vote and a six-vote margin in the Senate. The new law will go into effect 90 days after the adjournment of the legislature, which is scheduled for next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Governor Mills also announced today that she's appointed a new chief medical examiner. Caitlin Badayan has more.
Dr. Alice Briones, a retired U.S. Air Force colonel, will serve as Maine's next chief medical examiner. She started this week on a part-time basis and will begin full-time work in June after her family relocates to Maine. The Office of Chief Medical Examiner is responsible for investigating sudden, unexpected, and violent deaths. A Hampton native, Briones was the first woman to lead the U.S. Armed Forces medical examiner system. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badayan.
Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry has filed a lawsuit against biochem giant Monsanto, alleging the company continued to sell products containing polychlorinated biphenyls known as PCBs, even though it knew they were harmful to people and the environment. PCBs are toxic chemicals that can accumulate in the tissue of humans and wildlife and contaminate river and ocean sediment. They're used in products such as paint and electrical equipment. Dr. Gail Carlson is science advisory chair for the nonprofit group Defend Our Health.
They move around the earth. So in production, use, and disposal, the chemicals were dispersed, have been dispersed in the environment. And so, you know, the dynamics of that are both, you know, sort of air currents and water currents, and they've ended up far from where the chemicals were produced.
The state is seeking monetary damages for injuries and the cost to clean up, monitor, and mitigate the 400 miles of Maine rivers and 1.8 million ocean acres that are currently identified as impaired by PCBs. The Gulf of Maine experienced one of its hottest years on record in 2023, though not quite at the level of previous years. According to the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, the area's annual average sea surface temperature was 52.6 degrees, nearly 2 degrees above normal and the fifth warmest year on record. Dave Reed Miller with the Institute says it's not entirely clear why temperatures didn't rise faster at a time when global temperatures reached record levels. But he says he expects the Gulf to keep getting warmer unless global greenhouse gas emissions are substantially reduced.
We're going to continue to see, you know, interannual variability, kind of that kind of bouncing around that long-term trend line. But that trend line is undeniable. It's going up, and it's going up quickly here in the Gulf of Maine.
The Gulf is one of the fastest warming ocean regions on the planet and experienced its two warmest years on record in 2021 and 2022. A group of Bar Harbor business owners are appealing a district court decision allowing the town to limit cruise ship visitors. Residents approved a petition 2 years ago to limit the number of cruise ship passengers who can disembark to 1,000 a day. Evan Salvatore is a member of the Association to Preserve and Protect Local Livelihoods, which sued the town over the ordinance.
Well, we hope to just get back to a place where we can you know, discuss and decide as a community what's best for everybody. This particular action is what was best for a very certain narrow group, and it's harmful to so many people.
Town Council Chair Valerie Peacock says the town was not surprised by the appeal, but will defend the court's decision. Rules for the 1,000-person daily limit are in the works. A new study finds that people who frequently eat seafood may be at high risk for exposure to PFAS, and that could be a particular cause for concern in New England, which has some of the country's highest rates for seafood consumption. Connecticut Public Radio's Sujata Srinivasan reports.
Researchers looked at PFAS, known as forever chemicals, in fresh seafood. They also looked at a statewide survey of eating habits in New Hampshire. The findings were no surprise. High consumption of seafood by New Englanders is linked to a higher risk of PFAS exposure. National nutrition surveys have found that people in New Hampshire and New England are among the top consumers of seafood nationally. Researchers suggest setting regulatory PFAS limits on seafood, not to stop eating seafood, which has shown potential health benefits. Though, the researchers say, vulnerable populations, like pregnant women, should exercise caution. The Environmental Protection Agency has set the nation's first limits on PFAS in drinking water. There are currently no EPA limits for PFAS in seafood. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, we'll learn about live organ donation in Maine. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.